Ja, vielen herzlichen Dank zunächst Ihnen, Frau Fiedler, für Ihren Vortrag. Ich habe jetzt die Freude, Patricia Boschi zu begrüßen als Vortragende. Frau Dr. Boschi ist an meinem Lehrstuhl tätig und beschäftigt sich hier zusammen mit mir mit der Entwicklung des Datenschutzrechts in den afrikanischen Staaten. Dazu wird Frau Boschi auch vortragen. Sie hat ihre juristische Ausbildung in Tansania durchlaufen, sodann hier, allerdings nicht bei mir, bei einem vormaligen Kollegen promoviert und zeigt uns nun mit ihrem Vortrag Data Protection Africa einen Einblick, einen Überblick in dieses wirklich in jeder Hinsicht dynamische Rechtsgebiet beziehungsweise Rechtsgebiete. Ich freue mich auf den Vortrag. Frau Boschi, Sie haben das Wort.
Okay, then I'll go ahead presenting my presentation. In Africa, it's a bit different from the European Union. We have a three-tier system where each part of this layer has their own regulation of data protection. From the top, we have the African Union as the regional organization with Malabo Convention. The Malabo Convention is the main data protection regulation in Africa. This is Cybersecurity and Personal Data Protection Convention, which is usually called the Malabo Convention. And then from the African Union, there is regional economic communities. These regional economic community are sort of are split into five, into six small groups. There are regional economic community that serves the North Africa. There is one for the West Africa, Central Africa, Southern Africa, East Africa, and one of them is supranational. And from all the six regional economic communities, there's only four, also so to speak, five data protection coming from these regional economic communities. We have the one from the Western Africa. This is ECOWAS Supplementary Act of 2012. There is ECAS CEMAC Model Law of 2013. This is for the Central African part. And then there is SADC Model Law of 2010. This is for the southern part of Africa. And then there is East Africa Framework for Cybersecurity, for Cyber Laws of 2010. And this is for the Eastern Africa. From this perspective, you can see the Malabo Convention from the top, and the which was adopted actually in 2014, is together with the three other regional economic community the data protection regulation from Central Africa and from the Southern Africa. These are soft law; they are not binding laws. They're just regulations, sort of in way of motivating member states to adopt specific regulation based on these model laws. So they are not direct enforceable to member states. The East African Framework for Cyber Laws, this is not actually, it's not a real framework. It provides some recommendation from the members of East African community on how their laws or how their data protection laws should look like, what principles should be contained in these laws. And then there is the ECOWAS from the West Africa, the ECOWAS Supplementary Act. This is different from the rest of African regulations. This is hard law. It is hard law because when it was adopted, the West African decided to put it as part of the ECOWAS Treaty, the ECOWAS Treaty that has established the Western African Regional Economic Community, in which way to make it part of the major enforcement, human rights enforcement system of the West Africa. And therefore, it is enforceable by the ECOWAS Court of Justice. So in data protection perspective, this is the only hard law, data protection hard law in Africa. About the Malabo Convention, I'll talk about the, I will only speak, most of my points will be based on the Malabo Convention because this is the only one that covers the whole of Africa. I will not talk so much about the regional economic community data protection law because of the time. And so it was adopted in 2014, but unfortunately, it's not yet in force. Why? Because to become into force, it will need at least 15 ratification from the member states. And to date, there's only 14 signatures and 8 ratifications since 2014 when it was adopted. And unlike the EU regulation, General Data Protection Regulation, the Malabo Convention does not only contain data protection framework, it contains other regulations. It contains regulation for e-transaction, it contains regulation for cybersecurity. So it has a three major, so to speak, digital regulation and data protection in one document. How do you enforce the Malabo Convention? Because it's not a hard law, it's just a soft law. The idea of the Malabo Convention is to for member states to look at the Malabo Convention, to be inspired by the Malabo Convention, and to enact similar laws within their specific countries. And a bit different from the EU data protection regulation is that it does not view the data protection or the right to data protection as an absolute right, so to speak. It requires members, when they enforce these data protection regulations, to make sure that the enforcement of data protection does not overrule the prerogative of the states, the rights of the local communities, and the purpose for which businesses were established. So when any of the member states of the EU enforces or creates the framework for the protection, data protection, they have to make sure that the rules and the enforcement system take cue or considers the prerogative of the state, right of a local community, and the purposes for which the businesses were established. Another thing is that when Malabo comes into force, unlike the General Data Protection Regulation in the EU, it will not supersede the national or regional regulation frameworks. It does not have force to sort of override the regulation that have already been established by states or by regional economic communities. Another thing is that I've explained before that to be able to come into force, it will need 15 ratifications. Let's say it has 15 ratifications today, but one of the members decided, I don't want to be part of the Malabo Convention anymore. The Malabo Convention allows any member who had already signed and ratified the Malabo Convention to withdraw their ratification. And therefore, Article 38, subarticle 4, says allow the chairperson of African Union to accept withdrawal from the member states from the Malabo Convention at any time. Another distinct thing about the Malabo Convention is that a member state can ratify, can adopt the Malabo Convention, but again can say, yes, I've adopted the Malabo Convention, but some sections of the Malabo Convention are not applicable into my country. So it's a choice. The Malabo Convention is not applied direct to the countries. The Malabo Convention does not bind people. The minute they decided to ratify the convention, does not bind them to stay within this. And they can decide any article 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no longer applies to my country. And so that is how the African data protection framework look like. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for your wonderful overview of the data protection laws in Africa. Vielen herzlichen Dank Ihnen beiden. Ich freue mich, dass wir nächste Woche dieses Format fortsetzen mit Yannick Kalf, Wirtschaftssoziologie, Karl Polanyi und die gesellschaftliche Einbettung der Kryptowährung. Und von rechtswissenschaftlicher Seite meinen Kollegen Thomas Riem von der Juristischen Fakultät begrüßen zu dürfen zu dem Thema Smart Contracts und das BGB. In diesem Sinne freue ich mich nicht nur über die heutigen Vorträge, sondern auch schon auf nächste Woche und übergebe zum Abschluss an Frau Henkel. Vielen Dank.
Ja, auch von meiner Seite vielen herzlichen Dank. Ich teile die Freude auf die Vorträge nächste Woche und danke nochmal den beiden Referentinnen heute. Ich fand das sehr spannend, diese beiden Perspektiven zu sehen. Ja, einen schönen Nachmittag.